Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I will be catching a big jet airplane in just a few hours to head west to the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show at the Sands Convention Center there at the Venetian, where I will check in to the Venetian tomorrow and will not see daylight until Thursday when I head back to the airport, because all of the festivities are right there inside that particular hotel. It makes for a very long few days. If you happen to be going to the SHOT Show, stop by to meet myself and Amber Cuno, who is joining me right now. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
You will be at SHOT Show, and you and I will be seen together at the USCCA booth as well as the Crossbreed Holster booth, in and out Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, right?
Yeah, come see us if you're there.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow will be travel days, but Tuesday and Wednesday, stop by the USCCA booth. Tim Schmidt himself will be there, as well some of the great people that you heard on the program last week, some of the customer service folks. And I'm glad you could stick around, Amber. Lee Williams joins us, co-hosting the gig with me tonight in the Faith Talk 570 studios in Tampa, Florida, my home studio. I miss it, Lee.
Chock full of SHOT Show envy here, Mark.
Ooh, yeah, you know, we're going to look at the new, let's go there briefly. The new Glock 43 is out. I've had two or three gun dealers here locally in my neck of the woods say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm going to be at the AccuSport show, but send me photos of that new Glock 43 when you make it over to the booth. Do you know about the gun?
Send me photos of the new Glock 43.
Okay, you make four. What do you know about the gun? Anything?
Yeah, it's what everybody's wanted. It's what shooters have been asking for 5 years. They want a single stack 9, a concealable pistol, and something bigger than 380. Like we said a little while ago off air, if Glock could have introduced this gun 5 years ago, when people were clamoring for it. I hope it works better than the initial batch of 42s that came out.
Well, the 42, what Lee is referring to, should you be a new listener or not up on the latest Glock models, the 42, we said here on the program some time ago, last year after SHOT Show, that Glock was 5 years late to the party coming out with the subcompact little 380, and they were. However, having said that, we predicted that the 42 would be their number one bestseller, and lo and behold, it was. We made the same prediction you and I did today, again, being about 5 years late to the party with that little single stack 9. But I'm going to bet you good money here on live radio that will probably wind up being their number one bestseller in 2015. Agreed?
Very much so. It'll probably outsell the 42 and the 17 combined.
Okay, we have George the Mad Ogre Hill, who's going to be joining us. I just saw his name pop up here on the board. We'll get to him in just a second. But we have David Kodria. Quickly, David, you are at the Virginia Citizens Defense League. You're out in Virginia, for crying out loud. Why? Give us a report from the man on the street at the VCDL meeting. What's happening out there?
Well, it's not the man on the street right now, Mark. It's the man on the balcony of his hotel room enjoying a cigar as he talks on Armed American Radio. But I just got back from the prep dinner for tomorrow's lobby day in Virginia, in Richmond. And Philip Van Cleve and the VCDL have put together just a terrific program organized. They have the bills that they want to, you know, lobby for. They have the bills that they want to lobby against. They have teams set up, and they have handouts for these teams, and everything is coordinated. And so we're looking forward to having a wonderful rally tomorrow. Among the other speakers, it's going to be me, of course, and then, of course, Emily Miller, who we've talked about on this program numerous times. Emily gets her gun. It's the further travails of trying to be legal and exercise your Second Amendment rights in the nation's capital. And Larry Pratt is also going to be there.
All right, so they're in very good company with your presence. Trust me, Emily is a good friend of this program. She's been on the show before. I'm hopeful that I'll have the opportunity to run into her I don't know if she's going to make it out there or not, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. But you are also in very good company, David. So what's the objective here? What's VCDL hope to accomplish with this particular event?
Well, what they basically do is there are some bills that they are trying to advance through the legislature. There are also some bills they're trying to block. They feel pretty good about that in terms of having enough Republican support, within the legislature. Governor McAuliffe is out there, and he's got a laundry list of things, and it doesn't look like a lot of those things are going to have much of a chance of passing. But by the same token, there's this new group on the horizon, VRGL, Virginians for Responsible Gun Laws. The only person that I could tie in with the organization so far is the mother of one of the Virginia Tech survivors, who has taken this as her call to ensure that everyone is equally victimized in a similar gun-free zone situation. And the funny thing is, I went to both GuideStar when I learned about these people. GuideStar is a website where you can go and check on nonprofit corporations and things like that. And I also went to the Virginia Secretary of State Business Entity Corporation Search website and could not find this VRGL group anywhere. So my suspicion is it's a brand new group. And my further suspicion is there is someone behind it who is a billionaire who we all know and talk about all the time. But I can't say that for a fact because so far they're mysterious, kind of like these American legislators for gun control or whatever the heck they call themselves, who are also playing things very close to the vest. Right. They can't do things out in the open. You know, they have to sneak around, even though they outspend us 100-1 with their millionaire, billionaire funded money, and even though the press is on their side.
Well, I trust we'll probably find out some more information from you because I know you well enough to know that you're not going to let this slide. I have a pretty strong sense that probably by next week you'll know a little bit more about who they are. I wouldn't doubt one bit that they were funded.
One real quick thing. A guy cornered me at the VCDL dinner tonight and Shoto, I'm sorry I didn't say this when we were on the phone before we went live on air, but he particularly wanted me to give his regards to Shoto. Big fan of the show, big fan of Shoto.
Oh, well, thank you.
I told you, Sean. Hey, Mark, it's so cool to meet you. Is Shoto going to be here? I hear that all the time. Love it. That's great. David, I know you're busy up there. We'll ask you to hang on with us as long as you can. Maybe relax. I know you've been driving to get out there all day, and we appreciate you making the effort to join the program.
As long as the cell phone battery holds out, and also, I don't know if you can hear freeway noise in the background, and if because I'm on the balcony, if we hear a domestic dispute downstairs, I'll have to hang up before we play words on the radio that we're not allowed to play.
Not a problem. We appreciate you keeping your ears open for that. Hey, Lee, Virginia Citizens Defense League is an amazing organization, one that many, I would say probably most, of the greatest pro-gun, grassroots, pro-rights. Alan Corwin, if he's listening, is all over me. It's not pro-gun, it's pro-rights. Use pro-rights. But it's the pro-rights states organizations that have patterned themselves after VCDL. It's just a phenomenal group. Are you familiar with them at all?
Yeah, I am. I know we have ours down here. Florida Carry is extremely active. They, too, are a civil rights organization.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Of all the years I lived in Florida and consider Florida home, my kids were born there. That whole deal, Hillsborough County, which we, of course, were just talking about, never in my wildest fantasies did I ever think that we would need to see a group by the name of Florida Carry fighting to continue to restore firearms rights in the Gunshine State. That's always shocked me.
And they're active. You see a lot of these groups in a lot of states taking money, taking dues, taking membership money, and not doing anything. Florida Carry is dropping lawsuits left and right.
They need to. And mainly, we've been following a number of those cases. Sean Curran is the head of that organization. He's been on the program several times. We'll look forward to bringing him back on soon. The state preemption, where you have a lot of local municipalities, one that comes to mind is Lee County down there in the Fort Myers area, banning guns in parks in violation of state law. And it's groups like, and there were many other counties that, in fact, were doing that. But it's groups like Sean at Florida Carry that make the changes necessary to hold these freedom haters accountable. David, you know all about that. You write about it every single day.
Well, and unfortunately, you know, the grassroots, well, Mark, it's like what I said at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It was very rewarding to see the room filled even though we had the snafu with the FAA fire and all that, and the room was still filled. But my question is, why can't we fill a stadium?
That question will forever be asked until it actually happens. Now, the closest that will come will be the National Rifle Association annual meetings. I've been in fact, a stadium that was not full to capacity, but out of the 80-so thousand people in attendance, in comparison to the 50 or not even 5 or 10 of the anti-gunners getting all of the media attention outside, came close to filling that stadium. Amber, when we come back, we're getting ready to take a break, I understand. You're in the great free state of Arizona. We'll ask you about some of the pro-gun organizations out there, one that I'm very intimately involved with as well. And we'll, you know, is it necessary to have a pro-rights organization in a great free state like Arizona, too? Then we'll bring in George the Mad Ogre right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the program, Amber Cuno. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
You know a little bit about teachuscca.com. You're a certified USCCA instructor, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Recently certified from a course up there in Minnesota. Here's a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot on live radio. Do you have any idea who that band was on the rejoinder coming back?
I don't.
Ooh. Let's go to David Codry. David Codry on the balcony in Virginia relaxing after a long drive. Any idea who that band was on the rejoinder?
Was there some music that played?
Thank you.
I love that guy. I love that guy. Sean, be quiet over there. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, this is a great time to introduce you. Are you up on your hair bands, bro?
No, I was in between a couple of things. I didn't quite hear the rejoinder, but I'm guessing it's some sort of classic rock, maybe Madison Rising.
No,
okay,
George.
Well,
no.
I'll listen more carefully next time. But
that's okay. How you doing today, George?
We got guns to talk about.
Well, hold on. Let me get over to Lee quickly. Hold that thought. We're going to go right back to you. Lee Williams, any idea who that rejoiner was?
I can tell you what bands it wasn't.
Okay, that means you don't know either.
A good one.
Sure. Jeez, oh, Pete Shantz. Okay, Snoop Dogg. Lee, we were talking about the Glock 43.
Yes.
That's going to be the gun that will have a line going around the Glock block over there. It might even outpace the Gunny this year, for crying out loud. George knows a little bit about the Glocks. Any questions for George about that thing?
Just have him send me a photo when he gets there.
All right. Everybody wants that picture, George. Everybody's asking me to take a photo of it. What do you know about it? Anything?
I do know that Glock has some new models coming out. I'm more familiar with the MOS series and, the long slide model. Model 40 is probably my favorite. It's the long slide 10mm optics ready. I'm all into that. But I've got a surprising one that I'm really excited about, and I don't know why I like it. It's a Kimber, and it's a 380 auto, and I can't believe I'm putting those two together saying that this is something I like. But the Kimber Micro Raptor just might be the sexiest little pistol I've ever seen.
Okay, well, that answers the question why you like the pistol. Lee, you heard that, right?
That's a bold statement. Bold statement.
But it's the he likes it because it's got a cool name. You must have just watched an old, what's the dinosaur movies, the Jurassic Park movies before you saw that.
Oh, no. We're talking the 6+1 in a 13.4-ounce package. It looks like a little Kimber stainless Raptor, 1911, but in a trial size. It's small. It's compact. It's like the SIG 238, but I have to say it's nicer than the SIG 238.
All right, but it's a 380. Okay, Amber Cuno, what's your gun of choice? What's your carry gun of choice?
I have an LC9. That's what I carry.
That gun is on your person 24/7, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all right, a solid choice.
That is. That really is. Your comments or your thoughts as an instructor and as a CCW holder on the 380 versus that little compact LC9.
I honestly like them both. You know, I just like how my LC9 feels in my hand. You know, I like a 9mm, and, you know, nothing against a 380. I just like a 9mm. So
why let me ask you this. You, being familiar with firearms, why would you carry the 380 when you can carry the LC9 in 9? Is there a difference to you? Is it that you don't like the 380 caliber, or that you can carry the 9 in the same similar size gun?
Well, actually, you know, I think the 380s, my dad has one. I don't own one, but I've shot his, and it's a little bit smaller, but it's a little bit snappier when you shoot it, because it's smaller. So I guess that's pretty much the biggest reason I like the 9.
A little bit more bark on that 380 and that smaller package. Your competition gun, when you shoot competition, what do you use?
I have a XDM 9mm tactical that I shoot for competition.
Okay, that's a great choice in a gun, too. You also have a Glock, new Glock 19, right?
I just got a new Glock for Christmas, so I'm going to be shooting that here hopefully soon. I got a few upgrades to do on it, and then I'll be shooting that in competition as well.
Care to tell us about the upgrades?
Well, I don't have it yet, but I'm going to send it out to a place that's going to make a few changes for me at Terran Tactical. They have they do the shredder package there, and so they're going to do a few things, different sights, better trigger, you know, the usual upgrades for competitive shooters.
All right. Now, will you use that gun as a carry gun after you make those upgrades for competition?
No. Okay. I have strict carry guns, strict competition guns, because my competition guns they're big, and they all have trigger jobs, and I'm not about to go carrying them, you know, outside in the public.
That's why I asked that question. I knew the answer to that question, but don't mess with your carry gun is the general rule of thumb relative to triggers and everything else. George, you would agree with that?
I do. I absolutely do. Unless it's something that can help you get better control of the gun, such as enhancing the grip or enhancing the sights. But getting into the mechanics, I wouldn't recommend touching those.
Okay. Lee Williams, your go-to gun is what?
AK-47.
Oh, he fights his way. He uses his pistols to fight his way to his rifles. I love that. Why the AK? Tell us.
Dependability, nice hard-hitting 7.62x39mm round, never jammed on me. I just documented the construction of my own personal custom hand-fitted AK, which we'll be picking up in about a week, made by Gunpoint, a manufacturer here in Bradenton, Florida. Probably make the nicest stock AKs I've ever seen. I'd put them up against Arsenal or anybody's guns. All hand-fitted. Every part is machined and fitted by hand. Beautiful guns.
You know, they are great guns. My first AK, in fact, was an Arsenal SLR 95 that I actually bought at University Gun and Pawn over on Fletcher Avenue in Tampa, still in business. David, I won't ask the question of you. Suffice to say, we just know you have one. How about that? Can we leave it at that?
Well, there's one that's a matter of public record, and that's the M1 Garand that I got through the old Department of Civilian Marksmanship. So I guess I won't be giving away too much if I admit to that.
No, not at all. And it's a great time to take a break. I love hearing about the carry guns. I have a number of them. I stick with three or four. But my favorite go-to carry gun of all is a Glock 17, clothing and attire permitting, depending on where I'm going. And I'll move down to a car, CW9. Love that as well. Have tons of revolvers. Love to carry those. But that's about as small as they. And I do have my SIG P938. I absolutely love that gun as well. Fun stuff. The panel comes back and reconvenes right after this here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You're a 23 Mabry miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters. Great conversation with the assembled panel. Lee Williams in Florida, are you having fun with us today for the show?
I am, man. It is always good to be on the show.
And you're going to do this on a fairly regular basis, I hope. We love having you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. I love doing it, man.
All right. What do you got writing coming up next? What are you following? Give us some inside dope, if you would, on what's coming out of the gun writer at the Sarasota Herald Tribune.
Well, as I kind of alluded to in the last segment, I was talking to a dealer down here who makes the great AKs, and I was asking him why they're so different, why they're so tight. And we documented the construction. I followed him and his master AK builder from a box full of AK parts to one of the most beautiful AKs you'll ever see. That'll be coming out this week in a column with a massive photo gallery. It shows the complexity involved in building an AK as opposed to assembling an AR. They take it right through the whole process, a beautiful machine shop. It's kind of interesting. I learned stuff about the AK that I never knew. Fascinating piece.
They are beautiful guns and incredibly reliable. I loved my SLR 95. I don't know why I've gotten away from the AK, but I've got a safe full of AR platforms here from the pistol up, and I absolutely love them. I'm not sure why. George, the Mad Ogre, why? Why did I do that?
It's definitely an oversight there, Mark. The AK is a fantastic platform. I really like ones from an outfit called M&M, and there's another one out of Florida called IO Inc., and they're great American-made AKs. I really like them a lot. And Magpul's got some great new AK furniture that you guys will be seeing at SHOT, so you'll see photos of those all over the place. But the AK is it's a classic. It's a classic modern sporting rifle or sport utility rifle, however you want to call it. I recommend them highly.
It's a terrorist assault rifle, George. Let's call it what it is. It's a terrorist assault rifle. That's exactly what it is. Hey, we got a tweet from Brent who commented, George, on your choice in that 380, that Kimber $960 manufacturer suggested retail price. A little steep for a 380. Very beautiful, though. Kimbers are very beautiful. I've never been a fan of the Kimbers. I really can't fairly answer why.
You can get the base, the regular base micro for like $650. So it's right there in line with the other ones. It's not that expensive. I like the Raptor because of the aesthetics. It's got the night sights. It's got the Raptor pattern grips, and it's just a
reliability. George, you want to talk reliability, break-in period, fluff and buff? Has there been changes to that platform at all that make the gun more user-friendly and sustainable in competition? In daily carry?
Brand new out of the box. I ran four mags through it. Granted, it's not a huge test, but it is a pocket gun. And it ran all four mags just fine. And I was getting a very good shot group for its size. So for that size of a gun.
What's the normal break-in period for that platform?
Well, for a 1911, you want to run at least 200 rounds through them, through any 1911 to make sure that they're good to go.
Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
You know what I like my gun to do when it comes out of the box? I like it to go bang right away. I don't want to run 200 rounds through it. Maybe that's subconsciously why I don't carry that 1911. And I have one. I mean, to me, no gun safe is complete without a 1911. It's the quintessential American handgun. But it is not something I'm going to stake my life on. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's a pretty basic expectation that when you take it out, it shoots. But, you know, I guess everybody has a, you know, little bit different willingness of what they want to do with their guns before.
Outstanding. George, come on. You're chomping to follow up. I know you are. Then we'll go to David.
I'm looking for something a little bit more than a shooting appliance. I mean, if I want to heat up a bagel, I'm going to put it in the microwave. I'm going to push the number, and it's going to go, just like David Codry likes things to do. And then it's going to go, ding, and it's ready. I mean, that's an appliance. I want a gun to be a little bit more than that because I appreciate the aesthetics of it, the art, the craftsmanship. I want something nicer than, you know, something as interesting as my microwave oven.
You know, I guess that's a debate we can have. Amber, I absolutely love your response to that. It is a basic expectation for the gun to go pow when the booger hook hits the bang switch. I think we all agree with that. George, I guess I'm talking more about reliability from self-defense immediately. I've always used the analogy when I, you know, for example, any of the new modern striker-fired pistols, we all know, are incredibly reliable, literally right out of the box. You can take that thing from the gun store, load it, put it in a holster immediately without ever having fired a shot, and if you walk into a bank robbery, that gun's going to be there to defend your life. And I think that's a fair statement to make, is it not?
But I think Rob Pincus himself, though, would agree that you don't take a weapon and your ammo and take it out of the box, load it up, and bet your life on it. You don't.
You
put rounds through it, and you examine it to make sure that it's going to work with your choice of carry rounds, And that's all I'm saying with the 1911s, because every 1911 that I've tested lately, all of them have been good. As a matter of fact, I haven't really tested any guns that were bad lately, which is weird. The Ruger LC9 did have some hiccups at the very onset when they first came out. But the new ones, the LC9S Pro model, I could buy that myself.
Well, George, I got to tell you, the whole panel and you listening at home, I got to tell you, my little SIG P938, I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite little guns. It's incredible. It's such a great shooter in that little sub-9 on that in that 1911 platform. I love it. Let's switch gears quickly and go over to David Codrey, who I know is we're giving him time to enjoy his cigar after a long drive. David, what have you got coming up? Give us, you got 4 minutes here. Run with some stories that you're following here.
Okay, got a couple things. But first of all, in terms of the 1911, you're talking to somebody the first time he shot one missed a Foster lager can, okay? However, I did change my opinion when I learned about my uncle, who was a hero in World War II. He was wounded at Guadalcanal, awarded the Navy Cross, also would then serve in Korea, United States Marines, and stopped an approaching enemy through the nose with a 1911 at 8 feet. So you can imagine the kind of action he was in. He went on to be in charge of security at the trial of the Indianapolis captain, and you'll remember that story from Jaws. That was the ship that was carrying the bomb, and it went down, and the sailors, you know, were being eaten by sharks.
Yeah, but as if the enemy wasn't enough to fight, they had to contend with the enemies in the sea. That's a fascinating story.
I got the return receipt from the people at the school in Oakland that hosted that anti-gun video, because bottom line, the school has disassociated themselves from the video producer, saying they didn't know anything about it, which means if it was a real gun that was used, that's a violation of California law. The exceptions and things like that were not there. And even if it's a replica gun, that was also an exception.
All right, David, very quickly, please, for the benefit of those listeners and maybe even the panel who might not know specifically what you're talking about, please give us the background on that video that you're talking about.
Okay, well, this video came out about a month or so ago, and basically it was this kid doesn't like the fact that his mom has a gun, so he steals his mom's gun, takes it to school, and gives it to the teacher, in the process committing all kinds of violations of law in the video script. But it turns out that in real life, the video producer may have violated law as well. And this is just really rich to me. These anti-gunners come up, they want more gun laws, and they're breaking the existing ones that we already have because that's how ignorant they are.
Yeah, it's a never-ending battle. This is a good place to take a break, Lee. We've got 30 seconds. When we come back from the break, we'll go around the panel and I don't want to get too political. I'm having too much fun with the gun stuff here. I want to ask more, Lee, when you're not carrying and concealing that AK-47, about your CZs and your XDs. You like both of those firearms, don't you?
I love both of them.
All right,
great.
I want to find
platform.
Out. They are great platforms. I particularly want to find out about your affinity for the CZ. We don't hear a whole lot about that gun, and we'll get some commentary from the panel, including George, when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. Love this stuff, man. Freedom on the airwaves. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry,
Miss? Yes. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Ooh, I wish I could kick that one out. That's Bon Scott and AC/DC. You see it on the television every day. You hear it on the radio. Yeah, that's riffraff. Sean always gets a laugh from Shanto.
Ugh.
A little bit of riffraff. The heck with old Snoop Dogg. Hey, you know, the best radio is the radio you never hear. Wouldn't you agree with that, David Codrey, on the balcony in Virginia somewhere?
Oh, we have wonderful conversations, don't we, Mark, during the week?
We really do.
We solve all the problems of the world, we do it with unedited language, don't we?
We do. It's fun. It's really fun. And sometimes it makes for the best radio, and we're able to bring some of it to you wherever you tune in to Armed American Radio. And I just had that exchange here off air. Amber, you had a question for George. I'll turn it away. Turn it over to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, George, I was just wondering, when you buy a car, do you drive it 200 miles to make sure it runs?
Oh, come on. That's not even
George,
that's not a realistic analogy. But, yes, I do take all my cars I buy on a test drive. Usually
for 200 miles, no.
For 200 miles. The salesman hanging on for dear life.
That's my kind of test drive.
That's why they call it. I'm not going to go. Oh, Lee. All right, let's go back to Lee. Lee, the CZ. Tell us about the CZ, and then we'll get a quick analysis from George, because I know he's a fan of those, too.
So. I acquired mine. My wife calls it when I went through my comm block phase. But and it was with the 52 and the 82. But what draws me to the 82, which is a smaller of the two, is the polygonal rifling inside it. Instead of lands and grooves, think more of hills and valleys. The rifling is difficult to see. It uses humps in the barrel to produce this effect. It's just an incredibly accurate, little, cheap, ergonomic gun.
Heavy, mm-hmm. Heavy.
Yeah,
talk
fantastic.
About the materials, George.
Well, CZ, you know, they are an outstanding weapon maker. The CZ-52, that's definitely a comm block era gun. That's a Cold War gun, shooting the 7.62 by 25-millimeter cartridge. So it's a real hot little bottleneck cartridge designed for armor penetration. You know, it's definitely a warfighting cartridge designed to penetrate American body armor. Interesting gun, very neat design with the roller locks. The other one you mentioned is basically CZ's version of a Makarov-type weapon. Those are both really good, but the new CZs are incredible. The metallurgy is state-of-the-art. It's absolutely fantastic. The CZ-P01, I wrote a review on that for Concealed Carry Magazine. I said that is nearly the perfect handgun.
George,
you have to read that article.
From a reliability standpoint, between those two guns, which one would you prefer, a Beretta 92FS or the CZs you described?
Ooh, you know, that's a really good question. When it comes to reliability, I mean, they're both right up there with the SIG 226. I mean, they're very reliable guns.
Okay, the SIG 226 is legendary. Its performance is legendary.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've got one, the CZ-85, which is a ambidextrous CZ-75 gun. That's a very nice gun. You know, I'm a huge fan of Beretta. I'm wearing a Beretta 92FS right now on my hip in an Adams holsters because Luke Adams is my exclusive holster maker. But the 92 is just a personal favorite. I got friends that work at Beretta. Beretta's a great company. It's the oldest company in the world. But CZ, they make a great gun, and if I'm not going to carry a Beretta or a SIG, it will be a CZ.
It's an extremely reliable weapon. I've never owned one, have fired them.
There
Lee, that's a great choice of gun, Lee.
I would go with the Beretta. I carried one for 10 years when I was a policeman, and it never let me down. It is an extremely reliable gun.
The safety placement on that draws a lot of ire. The U.S. military is making a move away from that. The safety was engaging and disengaging. I did not like the placement of the safety. It does not have the 1911 safety feel. In fact, with my hand, with the size of that grip, it actually required, if I wanted to do it properly, it almost required two hands.
It is like holding on to a coffee can.
Well, it's like driving, you know, to use the automotive analogy, since we already got our feet wet with that. It's like driving a big, powerful, luxury sedan. It's comfortable. It's luxurious in its control and its, you know, its stature. And shooting, you know, 9mm out of a full size gun CZ, like the Beretta, like the SIG. I mean, all that power and control, it's comforting, it's luxurious, it's delicious.
I love that theater of the mind, George, you just painted it. That is an apt description of firing either of those guns. I had a pair of the Beretta 92FSs. I had one in the Inox stainless, and I had a blue one. Sure. They are absolutely beautiful firearms, and you're absolutely correct with that heavy weight. With the size and the grip and the contour of the design, it is amazing to
fire. It's like Monica Bellucci. You know, you can't turn that down.
David, are you there?
I'm here, Mark.
How's that cigar doing up there?
We're down to about the last inch and a half, but I'm going to keep going because I've got my Leatherman tool here, which is used in a way that Tim Leatherman never imagined, because it's basically the only function on this thing that I ever use.
And that would be to hold a great cigar. Well, listen, I want to thank you for jumping on the air with us. I know you had a long drive today, and we discussed whether you were even going to be able to be here. And I really appreciate you going out of the way and making the call. And the best of luck over there with the VCDL and with our good friend Phil Van Cleve and everybody else associated with it. Please make sure to tell Emily Miller hello for me personally and for Armed American Radio as a whole, and that we're looking forward, if she can make it, to the SHOT Show, okay?
I sure will. I'm looking forward to meeting her because I've never met her in person, corresponded with her by email once in a while. But looking forward to saying hello and shaking hands with her. I will certainly mention Armed American Radio to her. And I'm really looking forward to tomorrow because I think that we have not only enthusiasm, but again, Mark, just the incredible focus and organization that Philip and his group have put together for tomorrow's event and for all the time. You know, they just have this wonderful website. You can get all the bills, what they support. You know, it's just amazing what they do, and I wish all state gun rights groups would pattern themselves or take the lessons that Philip and his crew have learned the hard way, and they do so well.
Well, it will be a tremendous amount of fun to watch Phil Van Cleve absolutely school the nation's sleaziest governor in Terry McAuliffe, and he is a sleaze from the Wow, Virginia, I just don't know how you did it. I know it was the Northern Virginia area that topped it off, but it's going to be fun to watch the Virginia Citizens Defense League absolutely school that sleazy governor. Amber Cuno, thank you for jumping on, and thanks for that automobile analogy for George. We love that. Now, we'll see you tomorrow in Las Vegas, looking forward to it, meeting up with you and your husband. We have a lot to do and a lot to cover, and we're going to come back next week, and we're going to report to the nation everything we did and everything that we saw, and talk about those people that we met and what it matters to you as a gun owner across this great country, currently still free. Lee Williams down in Tampa, Florida, who came up from Sarasota. We appreciate it, my brother. We've only got about 20 seconds. I'm going to have to leave you with that and say we can't wait to have you back. Thanks for making the trip up to the studio, my friend. We'll have you back. You can thegunwriter.com, thegunwriter.com for Lee Williams. Remember, I tell you every week, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. George the Mad Ogre, we couldn't forget about you. We'll see you next week after SHOT Show.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell it to me by the
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-4444. 1-800-288-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.